part one of the Buzz Bubble with Rich Silverstein. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly, and welcome back to the Buzz Bubble. We're here in San Francisco, California, at Rippy Silverstein & Partners, here to interview Rich Silverstein. We talk about just about everything under the sun. Of course, Got Milk, the history and heritage here, HP, Doritos, the Super Bowl work that they did, and then Rich gives us a personalized tour. So come on inside, and let's get started.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Rich, thanks for making some time to climb into the Buzz Bubble with me today.
Welcome.
To break the ice, I wanted to throw out something that I saw in one of your testimonials. Somebody, you were asking people on the client side, what's the dumbest thing Rich or Jeff you've seen done at a pitch or a meeting? Or how about you on your side, from your side, what's the dumbest thing you think you've done in all the years here?
It's silly or funny. It's a classic. We were in an elevator in New York. Have a pitch that we had a dinner that night to pitch the next day. We're coming down the elevator, and there's five partners and one guy. He's just in the elevator, and Goodby says, "Boy, I hope you don't have to sit next to the computer guys," because at the time I didn't know anything about computers. I said, "Yeah, I'm not going to sit next to any geek." And the guy says, "Be careful of what you say, because you might be sitting next to him." And that was the IBM pitch, and we lost it.
Oops.
And it's a classic. Yeah. Don't talk in elevators.
Yeah, right. You never know who you're sitting next to or standing next to. One of the things we do is we have previous guests ask upcoming guests a question. So my last guest was Nick Law, CCO over at RGA.
Okay.
And he said, "Yeah, Rich, I'd love to ask him a question." And
what?
He said,
"Stop stealing our people."
"What kind of shoes do you wear?" No, he said, "How are you handling rapid growth?" Something he can identify with. He knows you guys are growing and still maintain the culture.
Yeah,
and, you know.
That's totally ongoing. And I don't know, have we been in business 26 years?
Wow.
Rapid growth has been every year, every 5 years since we opened. And every 5 years it's, "Oh my God, we're too big." And some people freak out and leave. We get all new talent in. Supporting the people who are still there. And it's just an ongoing thing. And although you could say we're a little bigger than we've ever been, we still, bizarrely, Jeff and myself are the same people that we were 26 years ago. He still got the ponytail. I still am impatient. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. So you just get more people in who can do more of the work. You know, it's like a single cell. And it divides, and that was Jeff and Rich. And then a couple more, and a couple more, and a couple more. That's how we do it.
That's amazing. So,
well, it's
26
not
years? How many people now?
Well, somebody told me it's in 700 range, but I don't believe it, since I've never seen 700 people in one place, ever.
Do you have a place here that you kind of say, "All right, let's get everybody together"?
Well,
do
we
try?
We call it Town Square. It's pathetic, Town Square. But it's the only area that we can fit all
it's
in.
It's hard to put...
Well, we're working on that.
Somewhere.
We're working on that. We're working on new space right next door, plus this building, plus we have a photography and studio and film studio. We're going to have a little campus, okay?
Wow.
A big campus. I don't know.
And really fit people, because I came walking up.
Well,
is it 45 degrees? It is just like...
Yeah. Oh, you know.
It's steep. I like
the tragedy of the earthquake in Japan right now. It's just overwhelming and horrendous. Everyone worries about San Francisco. We are on rock here.
Oh, really?
Everyone, we're on rock. So if you want
to
work here,
it's a good place to be.
It's safe. And everybody has
their own seismograph?
I have no idea if that's going to save our life, but we have a survival kit.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm okay. Everyone has one. It's heavy. I don't know what's in it.
What does the Rich Silverstein survival kit look
like? Well, I don't think there's...
No, I don't think any Band-Aids.
I'm not going to make any jokes about it. It's really a terrible thing.
No, that is. It's
okay.
Unbelievable. So let's talk a little bit about the culture. You know, art serving capitalism.
Yes.
Is that something... Did that come up 26 years ago? Is that something that was shortly after? And
it's always...
Is it still true in your DNA today?
Good question. It's always been there, but we didn't coin it until last year or 2 years ago.
Really? Was that new?
Yeah, it's relatively...
It's one of those things that... I felt like it had been there for everyone. That must have been your credo from day one.
Yeah, we're a bunch of idiots. We didn't figure it out. We knew what we were doing, but we didn't know how to talk about it. And one day we thought, you know, we have to have a motto. And that was it. And it really is this wonderful, we're on this razor's edge. And we are art too much, capitalism too much. And you have to be art and capital. You have to do it. It's really hard. That's the great advertising campaigns of the world are right on that razor's edge.
Can't lean one way or the other too much. And it's a great motto. Yeah. I've actually surveyed all the agencies that I've been at, and I said, guys, you know, what's your mission or your motto? Nobody's been as tightly compacted and concise. A lot of good ones.
Well, you know,
George Lois gave me a series of them. One was...
he's the best.
The only thing that's worth making bigger is a penis. I think of the eight that he gave me, that was the one that stuck with
George is just staggering. I mean, and he could fill up three of these shows.
I swear to God. It was a lot of fun. I had to actually say, George, I reserve the right to continue part two because we're in like 3 hours.
Well, you should have seen...
And he said, what, do you not like me? What's wrong with you?
Well, you should have seen, I was at Sundance with him because, you know, they did that film about advertising.
I saw that, and that's one of my questions.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
so what was it like being with those guys and him?
Those guys only happened after the fact at Sundance. And George is on a panel with us, and he goes, someone says, what do you think of Mad Men? I don't like it. It wasn't even accurate. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
So he was too close to it. And I wonder if he's changed his mind now. Because, yes, when you first saw it, you went, that's not advertising. But come on, give it a break.
It's
really brilliant.
Good. It's good TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a documentary.
No, and he's such a great art director, and he should just accept it. It's beautiful.
It's funny, when I was interviewing him, season two had just ended. Was it season two when they left? And it was the one of the seasons.
Which was the carousel was season one or season two, the last one.
I think that was season one. That was amazing.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, I would like to pitch like that someday.
Yeah, well, none of that's real. Okay, we know that. But just the fun, the style, you know, there were times when the offices were like that. I worked at offices that there were no limits to what you could do there. That there was no such thing as called HR.
Oh, yeah, right.
And now, it's very different.
Well, one thing we found out, because he said the same thing to me, it's, bullshit, you know, most of it's not true anyway, it wasn't like that.
Hey, come on,
so
it's a drama.
He starts telling me about the story when he left Doyle Dane Birnbach. Oh. And he got the guys together and left. And I'm like, did you see the end of season two? They just did that. It was like, so for them to tell you they're not using your story is bullshit.
Yeah,
and he's like, they stole all that shit from me.
He's a character. He's one of the great characters of advertising and a god to me. So,
So that Art and Copy, great film. And I saw that bit with you guys at Sundance. I guess after viewing it, it was you and George and... Dan Wyden and David and Lee, and you know,
it's fantastic. I mean,
that must have been
ball. Well, it's great because we're all in this together. When you actually meet your competitor, you know, I would imagine that Brett Farr looks at his competition when they're in the room together and they like each other, and that's what it is because we see things similarly.
Right.
Yeah. It was great to be with them. We weren't in the film. I mean, I was the first one interviewed, and
were
I had this stupid
one?
Paisley shirt on right here, and they didn't know what they wanted, and they interviewed me first, so they were searching, and then they get Goodby last, and he makes the most sense, because they told him how to tie it up. Bastard.
George did get the last word, though. I think,
George,
as far as I remember.
George and the father of advertising for Jeff and myself, Al Wyden. Both of those two guys, I mean, they're larger than life. And,
did you work with Hal as well? I know Jeff said he...
Oh, yeah. No, Hal put Jeff and myself together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, those two guys, there's never going to be people like that again.
That's it for part one of the Buzz Bubble with Rich Silverstein. See what's coming up next week in part two.
The pebble that goes into the water is a Super Bowl spot. The ripples that come out of it are staggering. It just never ends. So one spot that costs $3 million, which you would think is ridiculous, which is ridiculous.
But maybe on a CPM basis, it's probably not so bad.
Unbelievable. No, you can't ignore it, and you have to do it.
Yeah.
So my take on the Super Bowl is you got to play.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.